I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. The Miami Valley Symphony Orchestra, with conductor Awadajan Pratt, will be joined by the Wilberforce University Chorus and Soloists in music by Nathaniel Dett. The performance is Sunday, October 12th at 2 p.m. at UD's Roger Glass Center for the Performing Arts. Here is Justin Say, the leader of the Wilberforce University Chorus.
We are doing a performance of R. Nathaniel Dett's The Ordering of Moses, an oratorio about the life of Moses and the people of Israel leaving Egypt. It has music all throughout, and it kind of really, really expresses the different aspects of that story. For instance, there's the Egyptian pursuit, and the orchestra is playing these rambunctious parts that sound like the horses and the chariots chasing after the people, and so much within that music that is very expressive of that story, and we're just glad to be doing it with them.
I know the composer Nathaniel Dett, but many listeners may not. I mostly just know his piano music. What's his choral music like?
His choral music is very, very rich. He has arranged a lot of popular spirituals that we know, like Go Down Moses, which he takes and puts into The Ordering of Moses. He has arrangements of Listen to the Lambs, Done Made My Vow, and so many other tunes that we know from African-American music.
How did the collaboration between the Miami Valley Symphony and you come about?
I started last year as the director of the Wu Chorus, and one of the things that I'm working to do is to challenge them and to also expose them to other types of music that many of them may have never been exposed to. And so I sang this piece as a member of the Central State University Chorus way back in 2001. Under the direction of Dr. William Caldwell and Neil Gittleman, the wonderful conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. And I thought that would be a great beginning piece for them. It's going to challenge them. It's going to grow them musically. It's going to also show off the amazing voices that I know that they have. John Root has worked with my wife before. And so I said, I think I should reach out to him and see if this is something that he would like to do with the Miami Valley Symphony. And so I reached out to him via email, and he got back to me within a few days. And it was instant excitement, like, yes, that would be a great idea. And so we've been just kind of working through the details since last fall on putting this piece together.
How is it challenging for the singers?
There's a lot of rhythmic challenges throughout the piece. The rhythms can be rather difficult. There's a lot of fugal moments in there where everybody is on their own theme, everybody is on their own counterpoint. There are several places, especially for my sopranos and tenors, where they are in their very upper range, up in B flat, B, C range, above middle C. And so it challenges them in those ways, but it also challenges them because of many of my students come from backgrounds where they don't sing this type of music. Some do, but most don't. And so exposing this to them really is giving them a hand up when it comes to learning different types of music.
After this performance, what else do you have planned for the Wilberforce University Chorus?
Ooh, that's a loaded question right there. We have quite a bit coming up. We travel regularly, and we sing throughout the Midwest, mostly at AME churches because Wilberforce is an AME affiliated school. But we also do a spring tour, and we will be going on the East Coast, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C. And then after that, the Wilberforce Choir will be at Carnegie Hall in New York on March 22nd to sing with the National Concert Series.
How many rehearsals do you get for the Nathaniel Dett piece you're doing?
Well, we rehearse daily, and we started this piece in August. Technically, we started in the spring. I kind of introduced it to my now upperclassmen in the spring, so they wouldn't be blindsided by it. But we started it in August. Along with our concert repertoire, we've been working on it piece by piece. But now as we're coming up to the show, it's full steam ahead.
How many rehearsals with the orchestra?
We have two rehearsals with the orchestra on the 8th and 9th of October. And then, continuing to do our rehearsing by ourselves to make sure we're ready. The Wilberforce Choir is working diligently to prepare for this amazing performance. This is definitely going to be a history-making performance for our university and for the Dayton community. And we look forward to seeing everyone there to support us and to enjoy this beautiful piece, The Ordering of Moses by R. Nathaniel Dett.
Justin Say, the director of the Wilberforce University Chorus. They will join the Miami Valley Symphony Orchestra in a concert on Sunday, October 12th at 2 p.m. at the Roger Glass Center for the Arts at UD. More information at mvso.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of listener-supported Discover Classical.